With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The hopes of finding survivors of the catastrophic flooding in Texas is dimming a day after the death toll surpassed 100. The search efforts benefited Tuesday from improving weather. The storms that battered the hill country for the past 4 days began to lighten up, although isolated pockets of heavy rain were still possible. Officials said that 10 campers and one counselor have still not been found. Joe Bastardi, chief forecaster at WeatherBell.com, says President Trump's decision to cut funding for NOAA was not the cause of the devastating Texas flood tragedy.
They were looking at the situation 2 days in advance. They issued flash flood watches and outlined the threat of an extreme event 12 hours in advance, and then went to the warnings 3 hours in advance.
Bastardi made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. On the international front, an attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a Liberian-flagged cargo ship in the Red Sea killed 3 mariners and wounded 2 others. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The attack on the Greek-owned Eternity Sea follows the Houthis' claim that they attacked and sank another vehicle on Monday in the vital maritime trade route. The bulk carrier had been heading north toward the Suez Canal when it came under fire by men in small boats and by bomb-carrying drones. The twin assaults are the first Houthi attacks on shipping since November 2024, raising fears of a renewed campaign against shipping that could draw in the U.S. and Western forces, particularly after President Donald Trump's administration targeted the rebels in a major airstrike campaign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Wall Street is mixed as investors shrug off a new U.S. tariff deadline. The Dow is down 98 points, the NASDAQ up 2. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are dabbling in divination. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
About 1 in 10 adults in this country admit that they visit fortune tellers or palm readers or consult horoscopes to try and get a glimpse of their future. But the Pew Research Center poll reveals that the U.S. percentage is about average or a little below when compared to the rest of the world. In most countries, about 10% of people do these things, though the percentages are a lot higher in the East, including in Thailand, India, and the Philippines. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. 3 other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
President Trump is wrapping up his tariffs fight with many nations, and as Greg Clarkson reports, that includes with some key allies.
The Trump administration has released letters informing Japan and South Korea that their goods will be taxed at 25% starting on August 1st. In the letters, the president warned that the U.S. will tack on another 25% if they retaliate. He also announced new tariffs on a dozen other countries with the promise of more to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some good news for business travelers. For the first time in almost 20 years, travelers may no longer have to take off their shoes during security screenings at certain U.S. airports. Media reports say the new policy is set to kick in at certain airports starting on Sunday. Stocks open mixed on Wall Street, investors shaking off fears about tariffs. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.